we'd like to see instilled this internal value of motivation, and this internal motivation or internal value of integrity. And then in terms of externally, we'd like to see the values of love, the values, the behaviors of love and respect. And so when we look at it in a big picture here, we're talking about going from a child. So in the middle of your blank sheet there, draw a small circle in the middle with the word child. And I want to be reminded of this, that though many of, I know, and we've mentioned this before, of course, many of us in the room here are more on the grandparenting side of things and that. But even as grandparents and parents, I think we need to caution ourselves that sometimes we want to see these qualities and attributes happen when they're little kids. But the point is, I want to see these things happen when they become adults. And it really is a over expectation. It's unrealistic to think that my 8-year-old ought to have all these things in line when they're 8. And yet, sometimes that's the demand that we put, right? We know in our minds what we want them to be or to become, and now they're right here with us, and we're expecting them to do that right now. And maybe that's been true of you. So I think, on the one hand, we need to have a target to shoot at and a plan to get there. On the other hand, we need to remember, wait a minute, they're not an adult yet. The point is, they're developing. It's going to be a rough road getting there, or it could be a rough road. And so we have the child, and then we have the adult. And again, we can talk about whether or not that adult, that magic age is 18, 21, or 50. But this is the adult out here. Okay. Now here's another point. I'm going to put these four attributes around the circle, and we're going to talk about how to get there. But there's really two things going on for us while we think about this. The first is, if I'm engaged in parenting or helping others parent, are those children on track? Do I even have these things in view at all for the children that are in the influence of my life? But at the same time, what about me? What about you? Because I'm going to put these things up here, and it's easy to say, yeah, I want those things in my kids, but what about you? What's the level? What about me? Right? What's the level of integrity, love, respect, and motivation in my life? And how was it hindered or encouraged through my parents? And if that was off kilter, am I now engaging the Lord in training me in those things? So I think it's really a two-way road here. All right. But we're looking at things like motivation. We want our adult, our child, once they have reached adulthood, to be motivated. We want them to be effective. We want them to be fulfilled. So we have motivation, and we also use the word, and you know, maybe you like one better than the other, but it's this person who's motivated, this person who's confident, okay? And what we're going to look at quickly is the steps getting there and the things, the step or the main thing that hinders one from getting there. Then we're looking at integrity. And we see these, you know, primarily as internal values. And then we come over here to love. Of course, this is love for God and for others. And this is respect. Respect for authority, respect for certainly God would be included there. So, point is, we may have these things in mind, but just having them in mind, just having the idea, having the desire to get these things in isn't enough to get them in. What is it that I'm going to actually do? What step am I going to take to see that my child, who is unformed in terms of these characteristics, what am I going to do to get them here? Okay, and there is definitely a path to get there and a path to hinder that from happening, which essentially keeps a person down. Okay, if this is mature, and I think we have that on here, this is a mature adult, and that's really key. You need to put that word up there, even though you can't read it from my writing there. But mature, the point is they're not just an adult, right? The way society would describe an adult, they're not just 25 years old, so now they're called an adult. They're actually mature. And so just because I want to see that, I've got to have a plan. So what is it that you know, gets that in there the most effective way? What do I need to build in there? And it's not a mystery. It's not complicated. And this is another thing that I shared with the guys in the workshop is, we tend to make things complicated, but God's ways are not complicated. They're very simple. They are not simple that, and by simple, we're not talking about simple-minded or necessarily simplistic, but they're simple. They're not complicated. Following God is not complicated. It is simple. It doesn't mean it's not hard, right? Okay, but my point is this is an obvious point, right? But there's nothing else to say. This is the obvious point. The question is, am I encouraging? Am I encouraging or am I discouraging? And of course, the thing that is most discouraging is criticism. So the point is, there is a path going there, and there is also a path that keeps the child down, keeps the person down. And that's what I mean when I say, what about you? What's the motivation level in you? What's the confidence level in you? And, you know, maybe there needs to be some time spent thinking about these things in your life and allowing the Lord to be your encourager. You know, maybe you had a lot of criticism growing up. Now, there's no fixing that now, right? Can't go back and fix that. But we can look to the Lord for what He believes about you, for His encouragement of you. Of course, we're talking right now about the practicalities of parenting. So on a parental level, when I give encouragement, when I give the freedom to fail, and in a encouraging environment, then when they come to this age, when they're an adult, they are willing to risk. They're willing to step out. They're willing to try something different. They're willing to try because they've had that kind of environment. And of course, the majority of all of you have advanced well beyond us in terms of parenting. Even for me, in the stages I'm in, of course, I can point to times with my children, all six, where I've been encouraging and where I've been critical. And again, for me, as you already know, when we looked at the other types of parenting and acceptance and accountability levels, I have my tendency is, when I look at something, I see first what's wrong. Okay, and it's really not. I mean, I don't. That is not unique to me. Okay. It just isn't unique. It just isn't the same for everybody, okay? But we could put up here a screen. We could put a blank screen with one dot, and we'd say, "What do you see?" And the majority of people would say, "Well, we see the dot." What about the people that say, "Well, I see blank screen"? It's different perspectives, different ways of life, different ways of living. But I know that I can tend to see what's wrong first. So again, I need to adjust to be more encouraging. Okay, integrity. There's a path to it and a path away from it. So this is what I want to see in my child. This is what I need to engage in. What do I need to engage in for my child once they become an adult to be a person of integrity? I need to be honest. It's as simple as that. I need to demonstrate honesty. I remember, I'm going to pick on Andrew this time. It's really picking on me, though. It's completely picking on me. It's just about Andrew. When he was younger, three or four years old, I would, and unfortunately still at times do, would get angry. And then I would say, once I was convicted of that, or you know, once that stage was, I'd say, "Oh, silly daddy. Daddy was just silly. Daddy, you know, this kind of approach." And it was, the Lord showed me very clearly, there's nothing silly about being angry. I wasn't being honest with what just happened. I was avoiding it. I was rationalizing it. The reality is, I was wrong. That was wrong. And then I would proceed to ask him to forgive me, and have asked all of them multiple times. But there is a path to integrity, and it's through honesty. The opposite of honesty, of course, or the opposite, if I want to pretty well guarantee that they won't be people of integrity, it's through hypocrisy. Do as I, not as I. Yeah. I mean, if telling the truth is important, if I want them to be telling the truth, then what do I need to do? All right. So this is the classic, you know, conundrum where this is the parent who wants this to be true, but when the person they don't want to talk to on the phone calls, they tell that same child who they want to have this with, tell them, "I'm busy." Now, what do they happen to be doing? Nothing. But they're busy. You know, tell them I'm not here. This kind of a thing, right? We need to live out what we are wanting in. Understanding, however, that we're not perfect. The good news is that no children, including you, when you were a child, expected your parent to be perfect. You just expected them to tell the truth. And if they screwed up, to fess up, right? Okay, what about over here? There's a clear path. This one's, we're kind of going quickly already, but this one is even the most obvious, particularly with all the things that we have gone through with this whole SALT series, the path to love. Now, if you're following in your book, that's cheating, okay? But if you're not, you're free to answer. What is the path to love? It's one of the largest concepts we've talked about, not just me, but this whole series, okay? Acceptance. I heard somebody say it. Acceptance. The path to the child becoming an adult full of love for others is through my acceptance of them. And we've already talked about the fact that that's mixed with accountability, and we're getting to that up here. But it's acceptance first. It's, do I love them? Do I accept them? Do I support them? And so the opposite of acceptance is rejection. If I want a surefire path to keep them from being full of love as an adult, I can just, you know, pretty much spend my years rejecting them. Particularly when they reject me, right? That's a good excuse. I mean, if they're rejecting me, then I have grounds to reject them. I don't think it works that way. Okay. What's that? Right. Right. Then of course it goes back to whether or not I'm here. Right? Okay. There's something that's going to get us there. There's a path to build respect and a path to keep it out. And the path to building respect for authorities is through discipline. That big D word that a lot of people don't like to talk about. Now, this isn't turning into a class on discipline, but I'm just making the point that God is clear that we as parents are to discipline our children to those we love, just like He does with us, to obey. And the point of having them obey the parent is to transfer that to every other authority. And ultimately, who? God. Okay, the respect is ultimately for God. It's built on, from this, you know, the early stage is the respect of the obedience to the parent. So it is not, this is not complicated. This is not a difficult thing to grasp. People don't want to face it, but the children who are not demonstrating this in society, there's no way that this went down. Or if it did go down, it was completely in the environment of this, right? Because God's ways work. They really do. So to keep this out, of course, is the absence of this. And we can talk about the presence of rejection and things like that. But we get a little more specific and we say the way to keep a child immature and not disciplined is through over or under correction, where the correction is too much, it doesn't fit the offense. I go too far, or it doesn't fit the offense that I don't pay any attention to it at all, or I don't do much, over or under. Discipline is about fair and understood limits and things like this and carrying them out and being consistent. Over and under, over correction is arbitrary. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit the offense. Or under correction is just looking the other way. This goes back to the different styles of parenting that we talked about in terms of neglectful, permissive, and so forth. So there really is a path to seeing these things be true in a person's life. And that's why I say it's instructive to look at this, both for the children who are in our spheres of influence and for us. Okay? And so the practical thing that I'd like you to do before even we go downstairs, we will be able to talk about it downstairs, but for those who don't get to go downstairs, what I want you to do is identify where are you on this circle. Do you have a tendency to be encouraging or critical? Circle one. You don't have to show anybody else. You can close your book a little bit. Do you have a tendency to be honest or that other word? Okay. Is there a tendency to accept or reject, to give appropriate discipline, or to go over or under? The other thing you can do with this is identify, are there some weak spots for you? Okay. I don't want to say this. In fact, it just came to me. I don't want to say this, which means I really should. But this, I see this as an issue for me because I really was raised in this kind of environment where this was absent. And there was a lot of this present. And I just realized that. I mean, I didn't just realize this. I just realized some connections here. That's the point for you. Okay, what are the points? What are the connections you need to make to be the person God intends you to be and help lead others to be the kind of person He intends for them to be? Let's pray. Father, thanks for this truth. Thank you for being my effective father, effective parent. Thank you for being strong in acceptance, leading out with that, and following with accountability. Help each of us to identify the areas we need to improve in, where we need to tap into your spirit, your truth, your way of living. Father, we can't do this without you. In fact, we can do nothing without you. We need you desperately to instruct us, to shape us, to lead us. I pray that as we submit to you, to your authority, to your leadership, that these things would become true in us and that we could help others. Do what you need to do to mold us, to shape us, even to break us, so that we follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.